Hey man, this is Dan with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks for watching again today. I was talking to a guy a minute ago about whether women want sex as much as men do. And so I just wanted to come here and talk to you guys about it. Yes, absolutely. Women do want sex as much as men do. In fact, you know, there have been plenty of times where women have said, I want sex more. You know, I want sex 8 times a day or whatever. And so we can often be talking to a guy because there's a struggle in the relationship around this issue, you know, around intimacy and how often we're connecting in that way. And, you know, is my sex drive just different to hers? Is hers different to mine? You know, how do we fix that stuff? And oftentimes people will go to counseling or to therapy and work on these things, and they'll be given exercises to do and all this sort of stuff. I just really want to focus on the man's role in this situation. And so we coach guys around this, and in particular we coach guys to be really clear on how they're coming into that interaction. Is your intention to be able to meet her where she is and understand what's going on for her, and yet still be able to feel that desire that you want to have that physical connection, but understand that first and foremost, maybe there needs to be some other kind of intimate connection, which can be something simple like, you know, planning something for the next day so that that takes that thought pattern out of her head. So there's not that chattering list of stuff that needs to be organized and planned before she can relax, you know. And if she can't relax, then there's no way she's going to be able to turn towards you and open up and be intimate. And so first and foremost, what's your intention? Is your intention to connect with her, to get to a point of being relaxed with each other, and then see where we go from there, rather than coming into the interaction with a pre-planned agenda of, I want to, you know, engineer this towards having sex? That doesn't mean that you can't be direct. It doesn't mean that you can't be deliberate about, you know, I'm attracted to you, I desire you, I want to be physical and intimate with you. It just means that you are aware of where she is and what's going on, and you have tools and the ability to be able to communicate in multiple different ways to connect with her, to allow her to relax, to enable her to connect with her body rather than being up in her head, and to enable her to let go of some of the resistance that may be there, that she may be feeling, which could be anything from, like I said, the list of stuff she needs to do, whether the kids are around or awake, you know, how she's feeling about herself and her body, whether she's just eaten food, you know. I mean, this is a big thing. Guys will often say, well, you know, in the evening, that's the time when the kids are busy, and so we can connect to that point. Well, yeah, but you might have just had dinner. And many times people don't want to have sex or be intimate after having dinner. They're ready to just slouch, you know, on the couch and watch TV and relax. So where is she? You know, what's going on with her? And so to be able to understand that, you've got to be able to be able to own what it is that you desire from that connection, but also to be able to just be relaxed and not need it. So the big difference there is, I want you. I'm interested in seeing what we can create together in a connection this evening, or whatever time of day it is. And yet I'm also totally fine with you wherever you are. And so there is no rejection. There is just interaction. This is just us connecting as two people and understanding where each other is and wanting to see if we can go somewhere deeper with that, but also being absolutely fine that we don't have to, you know, and that we can, this can be whatever it needs to be right now. A lot of what we do with guys is enable them to understand these kinds of interactions a lot deeper, so that they're able to see and understand, how am I communicating my intention? How am I communicating my sexual desire? How am I communicating what I have to give and what she loves to receive from me? Because there's a whole lot of stuff that we're communicating subconsciously. We're often thinking about the words that we want to use and how we can say the right thing or do the right thing to be able to, you know, get her to want to be to have sex or to be intimate. But actually, a lot of the stuff that is going on is totally subconscious, and it's being communicated through body language. It's being communicated by what you're thinking about yourself, how tentative you are, you know, what you're thinking about the interaction, and whether you're trying to plan it and engineer it and control it, or whether you're able to come to it and say, I don't know how this is going to go, but I know that I'm going to be able to connect with her in a very genuine and authentic way, and that will foster some kind of love and some kind of relaxation. And then let's just see where it goes from there. So this is what we do with guys, a lot of what we do with guys in this space around intimacy and sex, and really understanding that, yes, own what you want, you know, own your desire 100%, but also recognize that there are various different factors that are going on between the two of you, and you can understand those, and you can feed into those with how you think about yourself, with how you enjoy being certain ways with her, and also understanding where she is and wanting to be able to meet her there and bring her along with you into something more relaxed, into something more connected, into something erotic, something a little bit more intimate. Okay, that's all I have to talk to you about today. Thanks guys for watching again. If you'd like to know anything more about the coaching side of things that we do, come to goodguys2greatmen.com, the website, and there you'll also be able to find out about the retreats that we run. We have one in Mexico, it's almost full, starts in March, and one in the UK at the end of April. We would love to meet you, we'd love to talk about this stuff with you, so get in touch. Take care, see you guys.